Our dear friends, today, the fourth Sunday of Easter is called the Good Shepherd Sunday. It is also the World Day of Prayer for Vocation. Actually, nowadays, people pray for vacations, but they don't never pray for vocations. They plan for vacations, but they never plan for vocations in the families. We need to have that culture. The image of the Good Shepherd, that's fully in the Bible. The Bible uses images. Especially in the New Testament, you see 10 images. Without imageries, we cannot live. We need some images, is not? The modern world sometimes fails the role models. So Jesus placed imageries. In the New Testament, Good Shepherd, we see two places. But only in Gospel of John, we see Jesus as a good shepherd. As I said at the beginning, we are very thankful to the Lord because we have one father, one priest, one sister, Father Andrew, who belongs to the Cistercian Church. He lives in Leicester, Mount St. Bernard Abbey. And Sister Geraldine belonged to the Congregation of Sisters of Mercy. And Jesus says he is the good shepherd. We all have the images of shepherd, is not? The sheep's. Very calm, quiet, peaceful, all. The last week while I was driving through the countryside around 300 sheep were crossing the road. I was waiting around half an hour because they walked very slowly, purposefully, in order to make me slow. Then the last sheep looked at me, asking me, "You be calm, this is our time." So they are very calm, quiet, peaceful. And in the Palestine culture, the shepherding was not an easy job. It was a very, very hard job. All the farmers hadn't got many sheep, maybe 5-10. But they all come in the night under one shepherd. And literally the shepherd lies or he sleeps in front of the gate. That takes all the risk, you know. He is ready to give his life. Anything can happen. Then in the morning, all the farmers, they come and they collect their own sheep. That was the background. You might have seen the good picture, Good Shepherd Jesus holding the sheep. So practically, what does it mean? I just bring the characteristics of Good Shepherd. The first one is he is a legitimate caretaker. He's a legitimate caretaker. If God is with us, who can be against us? So, friends, be calm, quiet, just like the sheep. If God, the shepherd, is with us, nothing can. Sometimes a pandemic comes, you know, but at the same time, no one can destroy us if the shepherd is with the sheep. And secondly, he opens the gate for us. Jesus opens the gate for us. It's not our intelligence, power, our capacity. But he opens the gate in the morning. Now you are safe. Go and pasture. That's what he said in the Psalm number 23. He will lead us through the green pastures. And again it says, the sheep hear and recognize his voice. Right now we are in the church. Jesus knows. He knew each and everyone. When we say one prayer, he hears that prayer. We cannot say that none of our prayers are unheard. It is being heard. Just like the sheep and shepherd. Then again, the sheep follows the shepherd. A kind of following. Maybe through gospel, through prayer. Yes, sometime with Jesus, we follow. He leads to the green pastures. And he nourishes us. When we receive the Eucharist, it's a nourishment, the spiritual nourishment. We need to feel that one. It's Jesus who is coming us. He will nourish. Maybe we may not have any chance to come every day Mass, but, you know, Sunday, from this Sunday till the next Sunday, he nourishes by taking the Eucharist, participation. And then he leads us to safety. He protects us. The shepherd protects the sheep. Yes, we are under the heavenly protection. Don't say that we are abandoned people. We are the people of heavenly blessing. Whenever you walk, whenever you drive, whenever you are at home, there is a blessing because you are guided, guarded by the guardian angels. And the shepherd looks, it sees where you are. A great protection. We are a generational blessing people. Again it says, he looks for the welfare of the sheep. You know, after all, what does he, why he does everything? He does everything for the, out of love, not for a money, not for money purpose. He loves, he takes us. That is the shepherd. But the illustration is beautiful tenderness, the mercy of God. That is the core of the sheep and shepherd. Jesus has a tender love. If no one loves us, just believe that there is a God to love you. The God is there. And he is more than just a shepherd. He is our creator, sustainer, protector. And he is actually our gate. I end with a story. A young boy at a parish school was given a month to memorize Psalm number 23. Psalm number 23 is a good shepherd. And the child prepared everything by heart. But at the school, in front of other children,
he forgets. He stood and he began to say, and he was shivering. He just said, "The Lord is my shepherd." The rest he forgot. He was in a very nervous situation. All other school children were looking at him. Then they were waiting for a while. After a while, he finally started again. "The Lord is my shepherd." He paused and then said, "All that is all I need to know, Jesus is my shepherd." Amen.